Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. Last week, I went over some common questions I get from buyers on the beginning of the process when we're searching for homes. Today, I'm going to go over some common questions I get about the offer process. How long until I close? When we're sitting down to make an offer on a property, we're going through the entire process of the first day we make the offer all the way up until the day you close on the property and when you take possession on the home. What many people don't realize is closing on a home takes a little bit longer than you might think. Some people think you just make an offer and within a couple weeks you're able to close on the home and take possession. The truth is, it's typically going to take you about 30 days to get through the financing process because there's a lot of moving parts that have to take place. You got to get the home appraised, you have to have your home inspections, you got to do title work, and make sure that we can actually get the money originated to get you the loan. If you're getting a government-backed loan, sometimes it can take a little bit longer. In those instances, I say maybe expect more like 45 days. But we're definitely going to know on the front end about how much time we should expect before we close on the house. What is earnest money? One of the things that we do when we're making an offer on a home is put up some consideration in the form of earnest money. Earnest money is kind of like a good faith deposit that shows that you're very serious about purchasing the home. There's no set amount that you have to put down, and the amount varies from place to place, but everybody is going to expect some form of earnest money in most cases. What that money is showing that you have interest in the home and you're not just making an offer and gonna walk away, because if you do, you're gonna lose that money. Ultimately, when you close on the house, that money is actually applied towards your down payment, so you're not just putting it out there for no reason. What are closing costs and who pays them? Closing costs are another thing about the offer process that are very often misunderstood. Some people think that the closing costs are always paid by the buyer. Some people think that the closing costs are always paid by the seller. Some people have no idea what the closing costs even are. Those are actually fees that are associated with originating the loan as well as doing the title work on the property. And they're actually able to be negotiated however you see fit. Making sure you understand exactly what charges are going to be negotiated to the buyer side or the seller side on the front end is important because you need to know what the net offer you're making to the seller is. But closing costs are not a set cost that are attributed to any specific person. They're always going to be able to be negotiated, so make sure you know what you're getting into on the front end. Do I really need a home inspection? Short answer to this question, yes. Now, if you're a savvy buyer or you're a contractor and you really know the stuff that you're looking at in a home, you may not necessarily have to have a home inspection. But I always, always, always reserve the right for the buyer to have that home inspection because it's a great idea to find out as much about the home as you possibly can. You may look at the house, it could be brand new, everything you see could look spectacular. But you're probably not getting in the attic or in the crawl space or on the roof, which are the areas where you may find problems. It's better to know upfront what you're getting into, and it's also the opportunity to get those things addressed before you take ownership of the property and you're stuck holding the bag. How long can the seller take to respond? Now, this is another question that's commonly misunderstood by a lot of people. The seller can actually take as long as they want to respond. The truth is, we put an expiration on your offer to protect you as the buyer. Basically, what that means is we say, hey, we'd like to have a response within a period of time, say 24 hours, and this offer will expire at that point. What that does is not implicate the seller into a place where they have to make a response to you, but it says that if they don't respond in that time period, you can walk away with no penalty and the offer is off the table. Should I do a final walkthrough? The final step before you get to the closing is always to find out whether or not you want to do a final walkthrough when I'm representing a buyer. They're not necessarily something that you absolutely have to do, but it's always a good idea to get back in there to take a look at things to make sure that everything's been repaired the way you wanted it to be done and nothing has happened to the property in the time since you've been in there last. Like I said, it's not something that you have to do, but it's always a good idea and I'm always gonna ask if you're interested in doing one. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast. Hopefully this answered some of the questions that you might've had about the home buying process. If you still have questions, feel free to tweet me anytime at Aaron Advantage.